This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is December 3rd, 2014. NFL Week 14 picks and kicks. Calhoun, what's up, homie?
Man, it's like old times, isn't it? We'll tackle it on the two of us. I guess I'm going for the belt. The picks and kicks belt, that is.
Right now,
shout out to MOB.
Right now, you in first place. I think your record is like 71 and 39 or something like that. So, right now, you holding the counter for everybody.
Of course. I know what I'm doing with this shit. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. Just like paying for pussy.
We're going to start different. We're going to start with the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award. And this time, we're going to start with the... Which one you want to go first?
Let's do the You Suck Award. I think they've earned it.
All right. So, per Calhoun, we'll start off with the You Suck Award.
Mine is to those... And I'm gonna keep it clean so you can hear everything I say and you don't have to edit it. So those low-life scumbag, scum-of-the-earth cretins, those no-good, not worth the semen from their pops, they should have been aborted, the sheriffs of St. Louis. Let's give it to the police of St. Louis. Since you want to do that, since you want to sit and try to bully the NFL into finding or suspending some players, because they want to stand up for their community where you didn't. Because you want to be a killer. Because that's what you all are and represent one. Let's go ahead and give it to them for not being, at least having a common decency. Because they're not decent people. They're not people. They're animals. But in this tragic situation, to not having the wisdom to just let that go. But to try to bully them into doing something to the player. So, for that, you get the you suck, you get to kill yourself, you get to hope you die in a car crash.
Completely agree. My you suck goes to the St. Louis police officers. And particularly, I forgot the spokesperson's name, who basically came out and said they had their right to First Amendment, but the police have a right to First Amendment too. And maybe we just won't protect them because they feel a certain way. Again, if you have time, go back and listen to our Ferguson podcast. It's an epic podcast for several reasons. But you classified the police as a gang. And you're right. They're a gang because, like you said, if you mess with one of them, all of them are showing up. And today, the verdict just came out about Eric Garner. And, of course, the officer didn't get indicted.
Unbelievable.
And long story short, we said this in the Ferguson podcast. Black Lives Matter, everybody knows that. But take a step back from that incident. If you look at the protest, it's a group of people protesting, but you see the police are locked in unison, ready to attack.
Yeah.
This is bigger than Mike Brown at this point. This is bigger than Mike Brown. This is bigger than Eric Garner. It's bigger than Darren, bigger than Calhoun, bigger than one individual person. When the police have entitlement, that is the most dangerous formula. Because absolute power corrupts absolutely. We'll use one of those old sayings. And when you have, because you're not getting compensated very well.
Hold on, say that again.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. When you have that much power and you have entitlement, because my first use up would go to the St. Louis police chief. Because before this, when the young man died with the butter knife around the time I could prime, his statement was, officers have a right to go home too. Now, that thinking, whether black, white, whatever, is dangerous because you're the one who has all the gadgets, all the equipment, and the training, quote unquote, to handle certain situations. And if you come into it with entitlement and that equipment and that training,
it's a recipe for disaster.
It's a recipe for disaster. And to spin it back to the you suck, the reason the you suck goes to them is because in a sensitive situation, sometimes you just got to sit back and let the people have it. Police are here to protect and serve. On the clock, you're servants of the people. And that part of policing, I'll say, is missing. And that part is gone. No longer are police here to protect and serve the people. They're here to issue out their bearing of street justice. And I want to applaud, because we call that Roger Goodell for a reason. But I want to applaud the NFL stance for basically taking no stance, saying, hey, however you feel is how you feel, and you got the right to feel however you feel.
I would, but it's bigger than that, like you just mentioned. The reason why you don't want that. You don't want that along with, you've already tackling too many issues, right? So now you want to be the poster child for domestic violence with the no more. And you also want to do the thing with the children. And you also here with the breast cancer. You are becoming the National Association of Advocates Football and Women's and Gay Rights League. On the side, no, let's play some football. So you don't want to tackle another one. And then it was five of them. You don't want to go there. You just don't want to go to that extent with them.
I think that
the racism and the bigotry in the statement had so much hatred that was laced in it before you got to the suspend the players.
So yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I know you were saying that the NFL didn't want to get behind too many issues, right? I kind of agree, but I think that this is an issue that's realistically, you may have people supporting Officer Wilson, and you may have people supporting Mike Brown. We're black, and as hard as it is for us to believe, there are people, he has a lot of supporters. And the NFL just strategically said, hey, we're not going to sully ourselves. Because whoever side we take is going to be the wrong side and the right side. So
one of the things that's just amazing to me is the sheer arrogance, the sheer bullying. I mean, and that's what I was saying earlier. To not have the wherewithal, to not have the compassion or empathy, sympathy even, because someone lost their life. And you can sit here and be mad all you want to, but even to lace it with the undertone of hatred you had, the thugs do not come and support your organization. The police officers and the law-abiding citizens, not those thugs who's burning down the city. Those aren't the ones who's at the stands. So how dare you, step on our toes? How dare you offend us? Who are these Negroes coming out with their hands up? It's just despicable. And that's disgusting. So they get my You Suck Award. They can go to hell.
Agreed. Mine too. And as a flip, we're going to go to the Lewinsky Award. Of course, if we spent this much time on the You Suck Award talking about the St. Louis Police, their spokesman, and just overall shitty job and shitty organization they are, of course, the Lewinsky for me is going to go to the players. It was Stedman Bailey, Tavon Austin, Jared Cook, and it was two more. Chris Givens, and I forgot the other young man's name.
And Kenny Britt.
Oh, I should remember him. And Kenny Britt, I want to give a double salute. And this may be the first show, if everything goes right, Lord willing, we're going to do the DigitalDarren.com Podcast Awards for the year. And they're in the nomination for the year, the Lewinsky of the year.
I think they're almost a clear-cut winner. I got to salute because in an era where athletes, we're black, young blacks aren't not saying enough, not socially conscious enough.
I think athletes, period. I'm sure, like, of course, white people don't have the same problems. White athletes don't have the same problems. But even then, when do you hear them being vocal about anything? It may not be nothing for them to be vocal
about. Yeah, athletes, period. We're not vocal. We're not fighting anymore. And for them to come out, hands up, and you can tell, what's sad is, the roster comprises 53, isn't it?
Yeah.
And less than 10% of the roster shows support.
Well, I was reading it, and they said that they came up with that, like, right during introductions. It was like the receivers were all together or whatever. So I won't hold the Rams as accountable for that because I don't think it was something that they went to everybody and said, hey, do you want to do that? I think they just something like, boy, let's go on and show love to the boy Mike Smith and just walk out.
Mike Brown,
excuse me.
Because we don't love Mike Smith.
So I don't necessarily fault them. Okay. I don't want to. I don't want to sell anybody on the Rams. I just want to use this time to salute them for doing that. And
good idea.
You said the exact point. Very few times do athletes really stand up for anything. And for them to stand up for, and if you listen to Jared Cook, gave such a good response. He was like, this is our community. You know, I haven't been down to Ferguson yet, but my sister-in-law, my brother, my sister went down. Some family members of his went down. He's like, I'm going to try to get down, though. You know, when I get an opportunity, you know, I'm working right now. But just to have that, now from the, just from the NFL and the Rams standpoint, however you feel about the Mike Smith thing, is how you feel, Mike Brown, excuse me, is how you feel about it. I've got the Falcons on my mind. Sorry about that. But to hear an athlete say that this is our community, to your point, athlete, things don't matter as much. And not just the athletes, just us as people. People. Yeah, because it doesn't affect us.
Right.
But for them to be so close to be affected, but so far away, it's really, I mean, let's be realistic. It probably won't happen to them because they probably.
Are they black?
They're black, but.
Are they young?
They're young.
So it can.
So it can, but. And that's a good way to. That's a good way to shit me up. I just want to get those guys a double salute, triple salute from at least myself. I would say all the people at Digital Darren.
You could say for the most this half of Digital Darren podcast, you can speak that way.
Yeah, you get the Lewinsky, and you guys might get an actual award since y'all wait at the end of the year Lewinsky Award.
Let's do it.
Really appreciate that. Appreciate you standing up for yourself and for your community and for those who are in your same demographic and younger demographic who don't have the voice.
Or the platform. So, with that being said, and getting the politics out of football, let's go ahead and talk about how these birds, once again, left it all on the field and screwed us once again with a win.
I told y'all on last week's podcast that the Falcons were going to win.
You did say they was going to win, but
I was the only one who said it. Out of six cats,
one. Everyone have it in their heart. We root for the Falcons, so we want them to lose. And it may sound crazy, but it's the truth. We know with every win, they're a step closer to backdooring their way in the playoffs and a bad draft pick and holding on to two, possibly the worst GM coach tandem, period. We, like I said before, if you have four people do the job one, well, you don't have anything there. It's just like if you say you have two quarterbacks. If you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. And if you have four GMs, everybody need to get fired. And a good five, now we at 5-7, now a good 5-11, go ahead and do that. So, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, I want your discount double check down here, baby. We're going to need that.
I want to say this. Mike Smith doesn't save his job. Unless the Falcons go to the Super Bowl.
Mike Smith out of here.
Mike Smith's out of here. Now, I think that Dimitroff can wiggle his way out of this with his job. If the Falcons make the playoff and do something in the first round, I think Dimitroff keeps his job.
I don't even think we have to worry about it.
You think he out of here, too?
Because they're not going to do anything. I'm banking on it. I'm banking on it. I bet my dessert for the month. That's a nice tab for a big guy. I bet my dessert for a month, he's not. They're not going to do it. I can't wait to the Saints game in New Orleans. So we can go ahead and put the stamp on this. Just go ahead and end this.
What if that's the game for the division? Would you go down there? Well, should DigitalDarren.com?
Digital Darren, damn sure supposed to be down there in the building, repping the birds. Yeah, of course. That's exactly what we're going to do. Look for Digital Darren. On what's the street?
Bourbon.
Nah, we're going to make it vodka. We're going to call it Ciroc. Look for Darren on Pineapple Ciroc Boulevard with a Digital Darren t-shirt, some beads, and some white women. Because we got a men defenses here. I ain't like that.
All right. Let's go to start the games. First game, Dallas at Chicago. Excuse me. The line is Dallas by 3.5.
Give me Dallas by 7.
We both got Dallas. That's not the issue. The issue is, does Jay Cutler pull a Matt Ryan and do they sneak out of the win that they don't have?
Well, and Tony looked bad. Tony did look bad Thursday, but no. Jay Cutler at home has been, which is interesting. Jay Cutler at home has been pure trash.
So the next game is Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. The line is Cincinnati by 3.5.
Nice little trap game. I'm going to take Cincinnati, though. You see they are. They're like 4-1-1 at home. It depends on which Pittsburgh you get, you know? One minute they look old and rusty, the next minute they look revived and rejuvenated. It's like an old whore that had that pussy rejuvenate surgery. So one minute she been soaking
it. They can do that.
Oh yeah, they can get it back right. They can get it back virgin tight.
For real.
Yeah.
I knew girl told me they could wear some beads that tighten it up. Like they could put some beads.
They have a surgery to make it look brand new.
I got Pittsburgh, Andy Dalton's the quarterback of Cincinnati. So
my God, he been.
And Tampa Bay should have beaten them last week. Let's talk about that. Did you see any of that game?
Yeah, thank God for Red Zone. Because, of course, they was bird feeding us on TV. Andy Dalton is a nightmare. People want to talk about Matt Ryan and $100 million. Matt, he should get $100,000 to pay quarterback. Andy Dalton is pure poison.
He's single-handedly sinking their ship.
He's like the Jay Cutler of Cincinnati. That's what he is.
He's not that bad, but he's a different type of fuck-up, right?
He's not equipped with the tools for the job.
Yeah.
He's a carpenter with no hammer.
Mike Collins, Jay Cutler, shade tree mechanic. Andy Dalton just learned, you know, how to change a battery, change a tire. He's just trying to help a lady out, just being helping out in distress. He's fucking up more than he really helped.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you go to jump your car, if you put the positive with a negative, go to negative with the positive.
Touching the ground, touching the wires together.
He's messing stuff up.
But he got good intentions.
Yeah, he's putting the tire on your car, but he hasn't screwed none of the lug nuts on. It's horrible. Andy Dalton is just it's awful. He's the Gomer Pyle of the NFL.
All right, the next game is St. Louis at the Redskins. The line is St. Louis by 3.
I want them to go ahead because they're still scoring on the Raiders. Put 50 on them. They bageled the Raiders, so I'm going to go ahead and give them that. What they got them at 3? Oh, no, they can get higher with that. That coon RG3, is he plucked? No, he's not, is he?
They're going to have to go
backseat.
Colt McCoy.
Jay Gruden is just begging to get fired. I got the Redskins for an upset. Not. I got the Rams, of course.
I already wrote down St. Louis for both of us. We both got St. Louis. Where does RG3 go from here? Where does Washington go with RG3 from here?
RG3 go to the Vince Young graveyard.
He gets another chance.
He kind of get another shot, but it's over with. I tell you one thing. If he humble himself, he may can come back and be a decent quarterback. But he has to be humble.
If you're Arizona, if you're Oakland, if you are
The Jaguars. Yeah, you got to take a check.
A waiver. If they put him on waivers, you got to be the first one. Buffalo.
You got to. No. If you're those, you have to. Even the Jets.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Yeah, go on and put add another to that mix.
Let me ask you this. If the Jets get RG3, would that be the first time that the team has 3 black quarterbacks? Mm-mm.
Pittsburgh.
Charlie Batch don't count.
That's a win.
because they already had Ben Roethlisberger, so who the other
one? Ben. But they had Dennis Dixon.
And Charlie Batch.
And Byron Leftwich was there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
When Ben got hurt,
I don't think nobody had an all-black outfield but the Braves in a while. So, yeah, he'll be about the only one. See where that got us.
If the Drip bring RG3 to that mixture.
Oh, the personalities, though. Geno Mike.
It's like the media gods have just blessed.
And Rex Ryan, if he stood out, which he probably won't be, but good God Almighty. What a pot that would be.
They're like Skip Bayless' dream, man.
Oh, and those just guys. Oh, my goodness. You don't want that.
All right, the next game of the Giants at the Titans. The line is the Giants by 1.5.
The line is who gives a shit.
These are the games that really mess up your record because they both are so shitty.
You can't really pick it. I'm going to go with the Giants, though. And I'm going to just say a couple of words here. Odell Beckham Jr.
I got a couple of words, too. Eli Manning, Super Bowl winner. And I got one sentence. I don't know anybody on the Titans.
You can ride with that. Now you can, that next one. Now you can put that on in your, you can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
The next 1 o'clock game is the Panthers at the Saints. Ooh. I start. The line is New Orleans by 10. That line is too low. It should be New Orleans by 20. Give me New Orleans. In New Orleans, give me New Orleans.
I think it's too high. One, it's a division game. Two, they know each other very well. Division games, you could throw all them records out the window. Teams amp up for each other. Cam really does plays well against his division. Like, he can look like trash, but when it comes to his division, he plays well. I'm going with the Saints. I think Drew Brees is going to get their mojo back. And I can't wait because we need a clear-cut favorite in the garbage NFC South. And I think they're going to emerge.
Let me ask you this. Has Cam Newton regressed?
He has on his team has. I mean, whoever the GM
They have salary cap issues. He's just...
They have everything issues at this point. It's like glaring holes, which is interesting because they're doing like what the Falcon did. A couple years, you was a game away from the Super Bowl. Here you are, had your best season last year. And it all just went downhill. And I'll tell you what else. We talk about Steve Smith being a great receiver. He also was... He had to be the glue in that locker room. He was a leader, bona fide leader. And you let your bona fide leader go. And that's how they're looking like a hoe without a pimp. They need help.
We don't need to say nothing else but that. Say that line one more time.
They're looking like a hoe without a pimp.
There you go. Hey, let's go next game. It's the Jets at the Vikings.
The Super Bowl. I'm going with the winner here, Teddy B.
So did you have Carolina or the New Orleans?
Come on, I had New Orleans. Teddy B go, turn off the lights. I'm going with Teddy B.
Ooh. They had to bring Geno back last week for Monday night.
I think he said because he was hurt. Because my Vic was hurt. Yeah. He probably playing hurt because he looked healthy on the sideline.
Like he just kicked.
No telling what kind of nonsense they got going on in no Rex Bowl there. Who knows what he got concocted.
Give me Teddy Bridgewater. A lot of Minnesota by six. I don't think they good enough to beat anybody by a touchdown.
They good enough to beat the Jets by a touchdown.
Minnesota wins, but not by a touchdown. The next 1 o'clock game and the Ravens at the Dolphins. Line is Miami by three.
I'm going with Miami with that three.
I disagree. I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Good one. That's going to be a good game. Big time playoff implications.
Yes, it is because.
Both of them playing well.
That's going to be a good game. I stated now. The loser of this game is out of the playoffs.
You can say right now.
Right now. Three games left. Yeah. Four games left. Loser of this game is out the
playoffs. That AFC is tighter than virgin pussy. It's beautiful over there. Meanwhile, the NFC is just as loose as a $2 whore.
The next 1 o'clock game is the Colts at the Browns. Manziel or Hoyer, who do you go with? The line is Indiana by 4.5. Indianapolis by 4.5.
But you're pissing on on Hoyer. You've come this far. You need to let him complete it. Right now, it's his team, and it's set up as his team. It's not set up as Manziel. Now, what you're doing on the flip side of that is you're handicapping Manziel. Because he plays totally different. And now you're throwing him out here, per se. Why would you get him in week 14 to start? If you felt like that, Brian Hoyer still been Brian Hoyer. Now, it seems like the wheels are coming off a little bit.
But I think that's what it is. That they see him about to crash. And they see this train wreck coming. So they're just trying to get off at the next stop.
Yeah, but you got to ride this on now for better or for worse. This is marriage. This point in the season, this is a marriage. This is not an affair. This is a marriage. Now, you can cheat next year. You can go ahead and get that divorce next year. But right now, you got to go ahead and do what you got to do. Week 14, you don't throw that man out. It's only four more games.
But they're still in the playoff push, right? So maybe the coach needed to get a spark, right?
You're going to lose against the Colts.
No matter who's the quarterback.
Oh, you don't trade Brown, put him in that situation. Andrew Luck gonna stroke him.
Brian Loyal should have lost to the Falcons. That doesn't make you want Johnny Manziel if you're a Cleveland fan.
You want Johnny Manziel because it's Johnny football. He gonna come with some flash, but he gonna come with the book. He gonna come with the garbage. Are you ready for Johnny Manziel?
I mean, he scored one touchdown and everybody went crazy, right? So it's just media hyperbole.
ESPN does.
Yeah, I told you, I'm not a super huge Johnny Manziel. I don't think he's going to be great like that. And I agree with you. Andrew Luck going to stroke their ass all night long. So
it don't matter. Just went on ahead and let Brian Hoyer get that L for his and let Johnny Manziel keep his confidence riding high.
Yeah. Well, you can still let Hoyer take the L's and keep. Because Manziel did do something in the game last week. So he probably feel like, hey, I can do it. If they get to a point where they're out of playoff contention, then you go with Manziel.
But right now, you're in the thick of things. You don't make this move. You one of those, what is it, five or six, between 4 and 6, 7 and 5 teams over there?
Yeah.
You don't make that move right now. You go ahead and ride out.
So we both got Indianapolis winning.
Mm-hmm.
The next game, 1 o'clock game in the books at the Lions.
Oh, the Lions and the what is this, by 10?
Detroit by 10.
Yeah. When do they get your guy back, Reggie Bush? When is he coming back?
Supposed to come back this week. Because they said he was supposed to come back last week.
So glad we didn't get that guy. That guy stay hurt more than Steven Jackson. That says a lot. That guy's hurt all the time.
Next game.
He's like a kid who got a pop. He got a quiz that day, a test, and he know he ain't studied for. He's playing sick. Yeah.
Next game of the Texans at the Jaguars.
Come on with your pick.
Line in Houston by 6. Give me Jacksonville by 5.
They weren't for you last week, though, but I'm going to go ahead and take the Texans. Give me J.J. Watt now.
Is he really an MVP candidate?
He really is.
Quickly, what does Greg Gumbel have on?
A shitty toupee? The outfit just as shitty as the toupee? And why does Ed Reed look like somebody's granddad? Son, I told y'all he'll go down that hill.
And he's only 35 or so.
But he got out of football. He had to be dying as hell. That man got out of football, look older than Emmitt Smith.
He look at Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin,
boy. He look like he paying attention.
Dope did him good. Dope did Michael Irvin right nice.
Next game in Buffalo at Denver. The line is Denver by 10. Denver, Peyton Manning. Fantasy playoffs, going to lead me to the championship, Peyton. I got them.
I think it's interesting. Another one of these 7-5 teams, the Bills. They're not going to beat the Buffalo. Broncos. So Broncos are just doing the regular season, but Peyton Manning.
They have flaws. The team has
flaws. He has a lot of them. Peyton Manning is a football god. Now, I will tell you this. They are not what you think they are. Like, what we thought they would be before the season.
They're not unstoppable.
No. They got DeMarcus Ware, Aqib Talib, how they add more pieces, and Peyton coming back. No, you're saying it's a great many holes in that team. They are not what you think they're going to be.
So you have Denver.
I have Denver.
Let me ask you this. Is it flaws where you need flaws in life, right? That's how you grow. Are these good flaws to help them grow, that'll help them grow in crunch time? Uh-huh. Which is flaws that will get them beat.
Yeah, this is their weaknesses. You got the breastplate on, you have your armor on, but there's a soft spot in your side that's been exposed.
Okay.
So this is what those are.
Next game, Kansas City at Arizona. Lions Arizona by 1.
Another 7-5 team, but the AFC is just gorgeous, man. It's like a beautiful woman. I'm going with the Chiefs. Man, Drew Stanton, I have no faith in him after that debacle with the Falcons. They haven't scored an offensive touchdown in, what, 3 games? They scored one late Sunday, but it was a gimme. They haven't scored an offensive touchdown. Drew Stanton, he looked like, oh, my God. He's horrible. He's going to single-handedly get this team out of the playoffs.
But when I said last week he'll lose the game, y'all didn't believe me.
Listen, because we had so much hope for the Falcons to lose.
I don't know who I want to go with in this game. Because I can't see it. I think Bruce Arians is a good enough coach to right this wrong. And I think Andy Reid is a bad enough coach to blow a game he should be able to win.
That's a hell of a way to think about it.
That's how I'm going to think about it. Give me Arizona.
You got to say that before my upset pick goes.
I'm not going to say upset pick. It's not upset. Because Jaguars are always my upset
pick. Is Larry Fitzgerald back? Or?
He should. Well, he was a damn show in the street clothes at the Dome.
Yeah.
He should be back, but
still Drew Stanton.
Next game is Seattle at Philadelphia. Now, that's a good game.
Nah. Seattle away from home, I don't think it's that good of a game. I'm going with Philly. I'm going with the Eagles.
You going with Mark Sanchez?
I'm going with the Eagles.
It's perception, right?
I don't want to say Mark Sanchez.
You can either look at a girl and be like, hey, she has a gorgeous personality. You look at her and say she's ugly as shit, right? It's not a perception.
It is a way to word it. I'm going with the Eagles.
This Darren, Philly by 1. Seattle may have found their mojo, but I'm going to just go with Philadelphia. It's just cool.
That is a close line. So that's not that even.
They're basically saying Seattle's better.
Yeah.
The next 4 o'clock game, excuse me, it's the 49ers at the Raiders. The line is San Francisco by 9. I've got the 49ers winning. I don't think San Francisco's that good. The 9 line is too high for anybody. from a team like San Francisco who can't score good.
They can't score, but the Raiders just got blanked. Just got blanked out. 50 hung on them.
Maybe St. Louis was playing in memory of Mike Brown.
Nah, they didn't care that much. I'm going with the Niners. And I'm taking the line, too. I tell you what, the Raiders is a mess, isn't it? They are horrible. And I know I said Jamarcus Winston.
You famously said Jamarcus.
Jamarcus Winston. But I don't know. They may like this Derek Carr guy. What you think about this Carr guy that you're seeing so far? He's had some games he's been in, but he has some bad games, too.
Man, he's still a rookie. Like, I don't want to just jump up and say, oh, he's the savior. Jump up and say, oh, he's a fucker. Like, I really do want to give rookies.
Is Jamarcus Winston good enough to do like Cam did in Carolina?
No.
He's not that kind of talent.
He doesn't have the athletic ability Cam got.
Well, but he's a better quarterback than Cam was, isn't he? May not be athletically better, but he's a better quarterback, isn't he? And he has something that Cam don't have.
I think Jameis Winston, affectionately known as Jamarcus Winston on this show, I think he has some glaring holes. I think that not being athletic is one of his glaring holes. I think that his windup is too long. He throws like a baseball pitch. He winds up when he throws the ball. And I think that that works at Florida State, but I think that in the NFL, he doesn't have enough, that won't give him enough time. Got a rocket for an arm. Makes bad decisions sometimes. He tries to win the game off his own ability sometimes. And he makes bad decisions. So he has enough holes in his games where you need athleticism to cover a lot of that up.
Well, I'm still sticking with it right or wrong. I'm going with the number one pick, the 2015.
You told us that's a lock, so you can't change it no more.
It's Jamarcus Winston, Oakland Raiders.
I don't see how they go down that road again. Put it like this. To go down that road again, and we'll go to the next game after this, you got to have a big set of nuts to do that.
Or go 1-15.
Y'all have a big set of nuts to go 1-15 too.
And they about to do it. Now this might be the best game of the week.
Patriots at Chargers.
Good gracious.
I don't think it's a good game. I think the Patriots win and win big. I think the Patriots are the hottest team. The line is New England by 4. So that's basically telling you Vegas thinks the Patriots are better.
I'm grabbing my nuts. I should not have went against my guy last week. I'm going with my boy Philip Rivers, give me the Chargers, baby.
Now
let's go Chargers.
Now let's talk about the Patriots-Packers game because that's the last game of the day.
That was a good game.
The Patriots should have won that game.
Yeah.
It's a game that you definitely win. You slide out where you really shouldn't have won. The Patriots should have won that game. So they can really look. You can't hold your head high after a loss, but you got to feel at least validated by yourself by saying, hey, we went to Green Bay and took them toe for toe, and we should have won.
But see, the great thing about them is they don't even look at it like that. They don't even look at it. We went there and we took them. They don't look at it like that. They look at it, we let one get away. Because they're that great. They don't look at where we're playing at this team. They look at we were the better team. We should have won. That guy Tom Brady, man. Good grab. Good God.
And I forgot the graphic, but they haven't lost back-to-back. I'm going to say in years or whatever.
Nah, yeah. They don't lose back-to-back. Him and Belichick have something special. So, it's hard to go against them, but did you see the Chargers, Baltimore?
I thought Baltimore lost that game more than San Diego won.
My guy just stands in that pocket and keeps slinging it, and they come out with wins. How they do it, and they in that 8-4, they in that hunt, how they do it, they just keep doing it, baby.
I think somebody with 10 wins or 11 wins is going to be out of this mix in the AFC. Oh, because we can look right now. Patriots are in. The Broncos are pretty much in, right? Both of them are 9-3, so they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis is in just because of their division, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't know who's coming out of the NFC.
Somebody's North. Coming out of NFC North.
It may be two
AFC
teams.
North. Who knows? We're going to say those NFC. Two, right, though. So let's assume those two get in.
But then you got the Chargers, you got
then
Miami.
You got the Chargers, Miami, Buffalo, who's 7-5. The slew of teams in the NFC North. Yeah. I think Houston's like 6-6 or something.
It's gonna be
somebody's gonna be stuck out of here. Yeah. With a win.
It might be an 11-5 team. It's definitely gonna be a 10-6.
Yeah,
somebody 10-6 definitely gonna be out of here, but it might be 11-5.
So let me ask you this: right now, are the Patriots
the best team in the AFC?
Yeah. I won't say the best. I'd say the hottest. I think that will translate into the best because they'll get all the games at home. All right, so last game.
Last but not least.
It's the Falcons at the Packers. Line is Green Bay by 12.5.
Here we go. So I had an upset pick with the Chargers. So my upset pick is used for this week.
Let me say the score.
Oh, come on.
I think the Falcons score 20.
You think they score 20?
21. I think Green Bay scores 50. 12.5 is not a high enough line. Lambeau, December. The Packers are about to. I don't even know if you could put it into words what they're about to do to
gang
the Packers.
Gang
bang. It's not a gang bang. It's going to be a double anal. You know what a double anal is?
I can imagine what it is.
You don't want to know what it is. It's going to be where they leave her, the Falcons in the bed and land up. You got to call the ambulance and see if she's still alive after them.
Their legs are going to be weak from leaping in the crowd. That's why they're going to be cramping from jumping in the Lambo. Yes!
People are going to get tired of catching them, man.
Oh, I can't wait because you all do not hear the nonsense that's on sports radio down here and everybody, we can make it to the playoffs like some idiots. Like you want this coach to go anywhere with this team or this GM to go anywhere with this team. It's ridiculous. We got one player that has a bright spot on defense. True Fun is looking better and better. He does look a little.
He's showing a little being opportunistic.
The defense is doing that because this Lowry guy with these picks that's coming out of nowhere, and these other guys with this jumping up and down. They all suck, buddy. Calm down, okay? Calm down because you got Brian Hoyer and Drew Stanton in the fit. You're not doing anything, so they suck. But True Fun actually has pretty decent coverage this year. He really is. That's it.
I say Paul Warlaw too.
That's it. The rest of those no name that cast the bad news bears, them rejects, man, get them out of here. Them folks horrible, man. Georgia Tech a run up their ass.
I want to give a salute out, and I'm assuming you had the Falcons losing too, right?
Not big. Now, what was the line? The line wasn't big.
12.5. The line should be 30, realistically. It should be the highest line in NFL history. The Falcons are the worst team in NFL history, but the Falcons being who they are, plus Green Bay being who they are, plus the weather being what it is,
I hope it's freezing cold at this point.
You got to hope. It's going to be freezing
it's
cold.
It's Green Bay.
Green Bay going to be freezing cold. May not be raining, but it's going to be freezing cold.
The frozen tundra is going to be the frozen tundra.
Exactly. I want to give a salute, and I want to leave the salute. Lead the program. I want to give a salute to Thomas Dimitroff.
What?
You have to have some major balls. Double R, myself, and the whole Nicolo and some of the RTR Entertainment gang was in the building.
Okay.
You have to be a man's man to sit next to your boss while putting a failing product out there.
We say it every week on Digital Day.
And not only that. They're pumping the new Atlanta Stadium. So if you're sitting up there thinking about everything together, should I buy my season tickets? Should I be the first to get to new Atlanta Stadium? Well, hey, who do the Falcons have? And while they're sitting there, what has to be the conversation going on with Arthur Blank and Thomas Dimitroff?
And we need to start talking because this stadium now is costing us $200 million more as taxpayers in this city. Now it's up to $1.4 billion for a second rate. Mediocre team.
And trust me, I understand. I used to be a guy who'd be like, why stuff be over budget and over time? I just had some renovations done
nice, big time, too.
It came out over budget and over time. So I could completely understand. But I just have to say, kudos, Thomas Dimitroff.
For slapping together this second-rate team that's going to get a first-class arena?
And sitting next to your employer the whole time. It's just like your boss tells you to do a presentation. And you sit there and do the worst presentation in the world. You know, instead of working on a presentation, you have a late night of drinking and drugs. And then the next day you come and do the worst presentation ever. And you go sit next to him and talk to him about talk about what the football team is doing.
So, Thomas Dimitroff, this buzz for you.
Exactly.
He is the most interesting man in the world. He's all of the logos, man.
He's exactly what you're doing. He's fucking over the boss and smiling in his face while he's doing it.
He's fucking the boss's daughter. and smiling in his face and shaking his hand while doing the half-ass job.
He's fucking over the boss and smiling and shaking his hand. Like, I'm taking a big-ass shit, and I'm not doing any work, and I might be fucking your daughter.
And I want a raise.
And I want a raise. Real quick service announcement. We are back on iTunes. We were away. Well, we had our service move, so we were made away for about 5 months. DigitalDarren.com. Just search Digital Darren on iTunes. We'll pop up. Catch up with some of your favorite episodes, your favorite guests. And thank you guys for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. And make sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend.
They can't stop us.